June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation, and the doors are open at the Globe. It's quitting time. Crack them if you got them. Time for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in or in the process of catching the buzz. It's what you're drinking and what you're thinking at 877-881-1053. Oh. Only a couple of rules here on what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Number one, no operating heavy machinery at the time of the phone call. That does include an automobile. And you got to answer the questions. You know, the two specifically, what are you drinking and what are you thinking? Are you thinking about the Micah Parsons contract confusion? I do put the blame more on Jerry than Micah's side. But whatever the case, is just a missed opportunity to get some buy-in. And we need somebody to step up and do what it's going to take to get this contract done so the defense can be learned. You're trying a new scheme. Last year's experience of going to Mike Zimmer and not getting the buy-in, not really figuring out the defense for the first 2 months of the season, I think that should scare you. I think Jerry and Steven should be like, wow, we can't have that happen again. We have George Pickens for 1 year. We have a good offensive line. We got to take advantage of this, and we can't have bad defense in the first half of the season trip us up. I mean, that's the only place you can make hay on this schedule. You better be ready to play. And you know, I just there's some silliness or some pettiness or something personal preventing these two sides from getting together, and it's frustrating. So I hope Micah Parsons has a strategy, because I don't feel like Jerry Jones is going to step up and be the bigger man and figure out what it's going to take to get this deal done. For some reason, he can't see eye to eye with Mulligetta. That's what I'm thinking. Of course, drinking my 20-ounce Diet Coke, second one of the day. Feeling good going to this weekend. Woolchuck, what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Currently, just been sipping on some high-quality H2O. We'll see. We'll see when I get home. Maybe that'll change into some tequila. I've been taking a page out of Lucius's book. That tequila is absolutely delicious. I'm thinking I just hope these Rangers bats keep this going. You know, I don't want to get the wool pulled over us and all of a sudden we're all optimistic riding the high. Now is a golden time, boys. You got a Chicago White Sox team, Adrian Houser. Heck, he was a Texas Ranger just back in 2024. You said adios. Let's go ahead and take advantage against him. Let's get at least two out of three. Just keep stacking series wins. I'm not going to go all the way to get the broomsticks out, but can we at least just take two out of three at home?
Adios is, of course, Spanish for see you later. Chief, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Just polished off my my cold brew coffee, sipping on some nice water right now, and I'm thinking about Broaddus' LSU Tigers taking the lead in the Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge College World Series in Omaha. 943 Jello Shots
already. Dude, they
already
put in work last night.
Yeah, they started to run up the numbers for sure. The bandwagon came into town. 943 Jello Shots with Coastal Carolina and Murray State just in second and third
place. Let's go,
place.
Coastal. Coastal got a big win already today against Arizona.
Nice work, boys.
That's one of those weekends where you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, God, I can't do this again. Mm-hmm. But then as the day goes on, you're like, I have to. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You get a couple of acetaminophen on board. You start rehydrating. Then you have the one coldie that leads to three. The next thing you know, you're off and running. We'll see you again in the morning. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is standing by. What are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking water. I've had a whole lot of water today. Been drinking water ever since I woke up this morning.
There you go.
Yeah. Thinking this new workout I've been on is working. The workout is working. Shout out to my boxing homeboy. Put me onto it. 20 minutes on the rope, 20 minutes on the Stairmasters. And I can tell that it's working by what I'm craving.
Okay, what's that?
A whole lot of carbs right now, bro. I want a Texas-sized calzone for my spot right now. I've just been thinking about it for the last hour while you guys talking.
Send that man a calzone. No, 41.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
He's got his specific spot.
Yeah.
I could use a calzone and some barbecue right about now. What you thinking?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm thinking leg days on Fridays is the best way to go from now on. Instead of doing it during the week and struggling to try to get through, you can always lay up for the weekend. And that way you can stay in the house and not spend $200 when you step outside.
That's smart.
Yes, sir.
That's a pro tip.
Yep. That's wisdom right there from Lucius Alexander, straight out of the Pimp Cup once again. He does have the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 and LA Live at 5:40. So I believe it's time now for your phone calls here at 877-881-1053. Where are we going first, Lucius?
Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, y'all, line one. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Well, fellas, it's Friday, and I'm listening to the G-Bag Nation, drinking a little whiskey this afternoon and sort of reveling in the coverage from the training or the mandatory mini camp, underwear Olympics, whatever you want to call it. Very excited about I tell you, fellas, I thought Shotty was a little bit of an ass back in the day. I think when you go back and look at that interview from last training camp, I just thought he was kind of arrogant. I saw a video of him out there carrying on. That boy ain't arrogant. He's as goofy and fun-loving as... Well, I don't think we've ever seen anybody like him at the Cowboys, so kind of like him all right. I really do. I like what he's doing. I think he's kind of a real fella, and that's good. Chief, we share something in common. You said the other day on the, maybe it was yesterday, you was talking about one of your favorite riders, that Timothy Keller fella up there. He's, I think he's passed away up in New York City. Mm-hmm. He's got a, my daughter gave me a book he wrote, Reason for God, and I thought it was really good, and he's got some other ones. And I also had the same thought, thinking that he looks like Broadus, or Broadus looks like him, because he's as bald-headed as can be. And I think they're both tall fellas, too, but... I don't know if Keller ever played any sports like Broadus, but I thought that was pretty cool, Chief. You're a reading man. That's a good author. He's got some good videos on the TV too, or on the YouTube. But yep. No, listen, guys, great work this week as usual. Just good stuff, funny, entertaining. Appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for the joy. And we'll talk at you soon.
See you, Big Jim. Thank you. Great phone call once again from Jim. And it opens the line at 877-881-1053. We'll get in as many phone calls as we can. Then we're going to get to Eric Nadell here coming up in about 15 minutes. And then bang, in the expressway. Lucius, who's next?
Anthony and Roy City. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ant?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Right now I'm drinking a Shiner. And I'm thinking, man, I'm a diehard Stars fan. I have been since I was a kid. Who are we going to bring some physicality to this team? Who do we need to get us over the hump and get us to that next step? What do y'all think? I know you guys have been talking about the Stars a lot more recently, which I appreciate that. So what do y'all think?
Thanks, Anthony. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that Shiner as well. Oh, I miss a Shiner.
It's a good beer.
Woolchuck? I mean, it's Kachuk, isn't it?
It's Kachuk.
From one Chuck to another.
I'd love a Brady Kachuk. I don't think, I mean, asking around, I know I asked Greg Wyshynski. Doesn't think Ottawa's going to move him. I know I mentioned Aaron Ekblad, the defenseman from Florida. I'd love to add him. But, I do think if you could add an enforcer like a Brady Kachuk, guy who can play, I think not only defensively will be tremendous as a forward, does have some skill to score as well, but could end up being your new captain. Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be a dream.
Dallas Stars, Chuck, yeah.
There you go, yes. Man, I think in hockey, you can't let the other team bully you like they got bullied by the Oilers. That would change the entire look of the offseason. Mm-hmm. I'd say some of you guys are going to be gone. They're going to be replaced by guys that I guarantee can kick all of your asses in here. Okay, so next time around when the game is over and, you know, we managed to win the game but they decided to beat us up, I guess the rest of you can skate back and get in the locker room and get ready to go home, cry on your pillow, maybe complain about the coach to Jim. The three sons of guns I bring in here are going to be out there whooping ass and taking names.
Damn right.
So I guess you guys are off the hook here from being tough. That's the way I'd approach it. And for the rest of you, maybe look up Lucius's boxing friend and get in the ring with him. You know, because that was embarrassing. If we're going to lose the other team is damn sure going to know they at least had to fight for it. Where are we going next?
That's right. That's right. Shout out to Coach Nemo.
Yeah, Coach Nemo. Coach Nemo. Him up. Get him down there at the AC. Yeah.
Let's go to Rodeo. Rodeo Ron, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Boy, I'm sipping on some Jim Beam and drinking some Dr. Pepper. And, hey, the future wife, she's only limiting me to less than a fifth a week. So don't worry. We're not on a bid. We're just drinking a little bit.
There you go.
Hey, but here's a father's pro tip for all y'all. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Remember one thing. If you can't fix it with duct tape, a grill, or yelling at the TV, it ain't worth fixing. Now, excuse me, I gotta go. The nachos are doing the wave, baby. And remember one thing. If you're not sipping on GMB, drinking Dr. Pepper, listen to that 105.3 The Fan. Then where the F you at, baby?
He is back.
By the way.
He's not done. He's not done.
By the way, if that little person in my life, if you ever post my number on Craigslist again saying I'm giving away free toilet paper, it's on, baby. It's on in your life. Because, Grinder, here we come. Y'all have a good weekend.
Let's go, Ron.
Grinder, here we go.
That was Ron. He's going to set up one of his buddies on the Grinder app.
And I met his little person buddy. Came to Draft 101 2 years ago.
He is back. And, I mean, a fifth a week, that's kind of responsible. I think that would that be about 3-4 drinks a day?
Don't ask me to do math.
You know, all things in moderation, brother. Welcome back to the party.
3-4 drinks a day. Hey, you know what?
A fifth a week, he's drinking in the car, bro. He's sneak drinking for sure. A fifth a week, that's just, you know, come on, man.
Clank, 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 clank.
Let me smell that Yeti, Ron.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. Why you want to smell my cup? You don't trust me?
What a legend.
Wow. That was classic. Who's next?
Let's go to Harrison and Mesquite. Harrison, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
What's up, fellas? I'm drinking on a little Arnold Palmer, little tea and lemonade mix. What I'm thinking, Cooper Flagg. I'm going to compare him to Grant Hill in his prime.
There you go.
And if he max out, he going to be the baddest white boy to play in the NBA. That's what I'm thinking. How about that?
Appreciate the call, Harrison Mesquite.
I love it.
Let's go.
I mean, it's a pretty far way up to Bill Walton.
Hoping for a bad white boy.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's possible. Possible. I mean, two-way. Luka, Bird, you know, you might get great lockdown. I just don't know that he's got the point guard skills to dominate the ball and to produce the stats that could get that kind of upper echelon activity going on. You know, but reflecting on it, I don't know. The best overall white guy to do it, I think my guy Bill Walton gets overlooked.
Bill, yeah. All right.
One of the great defensive players. He had assists. He was like a Jokic. Right? It's like a Jokic. Maybe it is Jokic. Who's next, Lucius?
I like Bill Lambeer.
There you go. That is my boy. Yeah,
he'll fight you, bro.
Arm shiver. Toxic.
Get him, Bill.
Yeah. That's an enforcer.
Let's go to Robert in Grand Prairie. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show for a while. I'm drinking on a nice lemonade with my kids here, having a good weekend. I'm thinking about those Texas baseball Rangers. About to complete the sweep. Go ahead and bring the brooms out. Go ahead and bring the brooms. I'm not jinxing it. I promise. I'm not jinxing it. Thanks, guys.
That's right. I love it, Robert. No. I had that same opinion stone sober not 4 hours ago down there in Section 137 where I watched Game 1 of the World Series with my dad in 2023. Corey Seager hit the home run. I revisit that spot every time I come back to the Globe, and I cut a video today saying that exact same thing. Get the brooms out. Let's get back to 500. You know, and I think it's in the air. I think it's time.
Everything you said, but can we refrain from just all, you know, the Corey Seager home run part of it? We just don't need to, don't bring it up.
The Corey Seager part?
Don't bring it up.
You don't appreciate that lore?
I do. I love that.
I cut a video. I posted on @GBagNation's YouTube page every time we come to the Globe from that seat.
It's a bit painful.
Where were you again?
I don't want to talk about it.
Where were you?
He was chasing down Broadus's Nissan Rogue in the rain.
I love it, man. That's just that's hilarious.
It's not.
It's not. No, it's you're right. I'm sorry, but I would feel a lot worse if I was Brian.
But it was a great moment for you.
You know, you were just being a good teammate.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a green one.
I should have been a.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Polo in Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
Polo?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just took two shots from my homegirl, Shatina, RIP. She just passed 2 weeks ago. So I'm saying a prayer for her three kids. Hopefully everything go okay. I went to the wake a little while ago, but I'm not going to go to the funeral. Now, I want to ask my boy Will Took a little question here, Willie Bully. What do you see out of Trayshon Holden, the wide receiver coming out of Oregon? Do you see him maybe pushing just Jalen Tolbert or Kevontae Turpin a little buck? I think he's going to get hit. Somebody's going to hurt him. For maybe a 3 or 4 wide receiver spot. And losers, you need to take my number down off. Eric, I'm trying to give me another vehicle, my dude. And that dude Harrison that just called a while ago just said it all happened about Red Hill. Dude, what are you watching? Red Hill at least won a championship. Like I told y'all 2 weeks ago, I think Cooper Flagg is going to be the next Keith Van Horn or the next doggone Adam Morrison. He can play a little defense. But I just don't see him with that in his game that just come dunk on you tight. But we may be shocked. I don't know. I love y'all. Send a shout out to my homegirl Tina and my boy Lucius. If you could play a little One Day You Hear You Gone by UGK for her, I love you, my dude. Bye.
Appreciate you, Polo. I hope you're wrong on Cooper Flagg. I like Trayshon Holden, and he does have himself a sponsor here in Junior Adams, the wide receivers coach, who was with him at Oregon. I think he's got a good combination of size and speed that they're lacking right now. He might be a practice squad dude early on, but I do think he can push Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flannoy, some of those guys in the bottom of the wide receiver core for maybe wide receiver 5, 6. We'll see. I'm excited to check him out in Oxnard.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cooper Flagg could be a disappointment, but Van Horn and Morrison couldn't defend. You know, I think that Grant Hill's the better comp. Andre Karolinko's a good comp. But, you know, you got to find good two-way players, you know, I think for comparisons. And Grant Hill's might be the best. You know, Grant Hill, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have put together a much more storybook career. But, you know, at his peak, he was right there on Jordan's heels in the mid-90s. We got any more, Lucius?
Grant Hill drinks Sprite. Grant Hill drinks Sprite. Yeah, we got one more, man. AJ and Denton, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
I'm drinking some water, just trying to stay hydrated in this heat. And little different outlook, still kind of a sport. My question is, what's up with all these pro skaters coming to Texas?
Are they moving
to
Texas?
You guys know anything about that?
This is all the California people.
I met Bear Margera like 2 weeks ago, and Tony Hawk was in Anna on, I think, Wednesday.
Nice. Appreciate it. You know, my guess would be that Texas has a lot of families and a lot of suburbs, and it's a great place to go into youth sports business.
Yeah.
That would be my thought on why those guys would be showing up. I know a lot of folks come over from England to coach soccer here because they just know that, like, their accent is going to make it rain thousands of dollars from these parents who, you know, want to get their kids a scholarship. So maybe the same thing's happened with organized skateboarding, and they see the opportunity. We've got some great skate parks around town.
You said it's just the accent?
I mean, they're all right.
That's Bully Cox, the way he's kicking the ball there. What a great coach that guy is.
I mean, they talk about our, like, lack of success on an international level, and I'm like, yeah, and England? Last major trophy? You know, I don't think they're that much better anymore. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. There it is. What you drinking, what you thinking in the books. We got the Expressway coming up next as Eric Nadel joins us, and then we'll get to the G-Bag of the day here.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're on the fan. Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. G-Bag of the Day coming up here in a few minutes. It's time to chat with Eric Nadell here on your home of the Rangers. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7 o'clock. And the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Eric Nadell is brought to you by Tylock George and TXU Energy. And a good evening, Eric. How you doing?
I am doing great. Riding the wave of those two 16-run games.
Yes, I just feel like, you know, a good team wouldn't be able to do that in two out of the last three games. So this can't be a bad offense anymore. Am I going too far? Is this premature, Eric?
Well, it's premature until they show that they can keep it going, something that they haven't done this year when they've had those double-figure games. But they haven't had anything like this with two double-figure games in a span of three games. So we'll see. You know, they come home. They haven't really hit any better at home than on the road. They've pitched a lot better at home, but they've actually averaged a little more on the road than they have at home after these two 16-run games.
So, you know, as you look to this series here, how do their matchups set up well or not so well to keep the party going against Chicago?
Well, Adrian Hauser has pitched really well in four starts for the White Sox, and you may recall he was in spring training with the Rangers, pitched extremely well. We thought he might make the ball club. He, of course, was subject to the roster crunch. He was a non-roster invitee, and that's the big reason he didn't make the ball club. He actually went to AAA with the Rangers for a while before getting the big league opportunity with Chicago. But he's coming in here with a 1.48 earned run average. Tomorrow they'll have a bullpen game. And then on Sunday, they're going to pitch Aaron Civale, whom they just got in a trade with Milwaukee for Andrew Vaughn. Civale had made five starts for Milwaukee. He's a veteran big league starter. And the Rangers might be catching a break there. They were supposed to face Shane Smith, who's a prime rookie of the year candidate this year. And the Rangers didn't have to face when they were in Chicago. And now they don't have to face him again. They'll face Civale, who on paper anyway is a much easier mound opponent.
What do you think about the rest of the American League right now, Eric? Because it's just, I mean, Detroit, obviously, they've gotten off to a great start. The Yankees, that are defending AL champs. But I don't know that anybody's out there right now that you're looking like, if this Ranger team gets hot and they can get to where we envision this offense to go, that there's anyone the Rangers couldn't beat in a series.
I agree. You know, they've got to get to the playoffs first. They're 3.5 games out in the wild card race right now behind Minnesota and Tampa Bay, who hold the second and third wild cards. They are tied for those spots in the division. The Rangers still have three teams in front of them and are 5.5 behind Houston. But on paper, the Rangers are a stronger team than any of those other clubs. They just need to keep scoring runs and making sure that what looks to be a better team on paper is actually a better team on the field.
Eric, what do you make of this Evan Carter resurgence, man? He's showing some pop in this bat.
Man, this is shades of September 2023 and October of 2023. You know, we knew he could do it. What it tells me is that he's finally fully healthy, and he's finally played enough that he's got his timing down pat. You know, the combination of whatever back problems he was having due to that chronic back situation and the lack of playing time, those two things seem to have been eliminated right now, and he's playing the way he's capable of playing. I guess we probably shouldn't be surprised.
Eric Nadel with you here on The Fan, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. Who's next to break out, do you think? Who's showing signs that it could be this weekend?
Well, Corey Seager is not showing signs, but it's just a matter of time. It's got to be. He hasn't been seeing a lot of pitches. He actually has a 7-game walk streak right now. He's being very patient, and teams don't seem to be giving him much to hit. With Marcus Semien hot now hitting behind him, Seager should see more hittable pitches, and you would imagine that on the homestand, he's a pretty good bet to come alive.
Okay, Eric, it is Hispanic Heritage Night here at the ballpark. I know your love for the margarita. What is your favorite Mexican dish from an entree standpoint? You fajita guy? You beef fajita guy?
I like fajitas, but I am a sour cream chicken enchilada guy.
Ooh, and it's a hidden gem.
That's my go-to. I also love stuffed jalapenos, depending on who's making them. I like them grilled rather than breaded and fried. Not many places do that. Eddie's Tex-Mex, which is my favorite place in Dallas with two locations, has the best grilled stuffed jalapenos that I've ever had. They're spectacular.
Oh, like, talking about that spicy food made me thirsty, which is a good segue into what you're drinking, what you're thinking, Eric.
I'm actually drinking coffee. I was drinking a lot of coffee in Minnesota, and we won those two games with the 16-run output, so I'm trying to keep that going, and I think it has a lot to do with the caffeine. They also, in Minnesota, have Diet Mountain Dew. And so for 3 days, I was alternating between coffee and Diet Mountain Dew. It's the only ballpark I've ever been in where in the press box they offer that. So it's one more reason that I love Target Field.
I think caffeine might be a key here. You got something to do tonight? You going to go see a show after the game?
No, we got a day game tomorrow, so I'll hopefully get home, have the caffeine out of my system, and get a decent night's rest.
If it creates sleepless nights, but the Rangers keep scoring double digits, are you going to keep going?
I will. I'll give up the sleep for wins at this stage of the season.
Hell yeah. Whatever it takes, Eric. We appreciate you and salute you. Have a great weekend, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your team back today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check, check, check. Bum, 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 bum. So, I'm a behind-the-scenes situation right here. This board that I'm working off of, it's not calibrated properly when it comes to audio, right?
Oh, no.
So, all this time, I really don't know if my mix is really mixing or if it's off. So, right now, I feel like I'm screaming. I don't know.
It's good.
You sound good.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just let you know, man. Just let you know. Okay. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day, which we do every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, especially this weekend, at Lucky Lucius P on social media, because I probably won't be leaving the couch. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all. If you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, probably leave the couch to wash the car and then maybe walk the dogs. That's about it. I ain't going anywhere else. But our winner and champ, so little man right here is getting his blood drawn, and he's scared of needles, so it's mind over matter in this situation. I believe it's day 3 for him.
You're going to stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Out.
Okay.
Put the
head off.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Do
don't
it.
Touch it. Here, let me
do
it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just
okay,
do it.
Here we go.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
Look at me.
Straight tears coming out of his eyes as he's saying, yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
I love that little man.
Yeah, man. All right, let's see what we got next for you boys. Friday situation. Charles Barkley. Y'all seen Charles Barkley call out the Knicks?
I haven't seen the clip, but I have read some of the quotes. It seems like he went pretty scorched.
Yeah, he came after him. At least this is the one I have here. Let's see.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world.
In the world. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
In the world. Stupidest damn people in the world.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job obviously something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
The memes are just getting outrageously hilarious. I saw one that said the Knicks called ESPN to ask about Stephen A. Smith as a possible head coaching candidate. They turned him down, too. It's just one after another. I love that Charles Barkley, though. There's some Carl Anthony Towns in there.
What?
Little oh my god.
Oh my god. Little zest. You said Charles got a little zest on him?
That's what I heard. It might have just been the Coors Light.
Okay. what else we got? Oh, this has been sitting in my folder for a second. You know how we had that that parrot that sang Let the Bodies Hit the Floor a long time ago?
Yeah.
We got another parrot right here singing Alicia Keys. This is not one. I just want to get this out of the way. It's a bird. Okay, that's enough. But yeah, that's a bird. I just want to let you know.
That is wild.
It's scary how they can mimic us. How they can mimic us.
That bird is on fire.
That bird is on fire.
That's terrific.
See what else we got for you, boy. Hey, for Polo. That's for you, Polo. I got some more for you, too, bro. Stick around. Okay, I got a text from Bobby Belt about 2:51 today. Nah, maybe a little later, but it was during the 2:50 segment. What was going on during the 2:50 segment, fellas?
Biggest L.
Biggest dub. My man Eric in his bag, talking face-to-face with the Tolos in a sense. And Bobby Belt texted me and said he was trolling the hell out of Eric. On that fan text.
Damn it, Bobby.
Yeah, he also sent me like a little compilation.
Oh, did he now?
Of all the times that he basically kind of trolled you.
Oh,
check
geez.
This out.
Biggest dub in the 214. Happy birthday to my Tolo bride, Amanda Mount. Happy birthday, Amanda. Getting a victory there. I'm sure hubby's got a nice birthday weekend planned for you. Miss Amanda.
Amanda Mount?
Amanda, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
Mount.
Celebrating together.
Uh-huh. 214, biggest dub, Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell.
We've gotten some incredible stories of folks.
214, big dub for the Aledo High School boys winning state. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Nice.
How about that?
Congrats, Sherwood.
Yeah. Sherwood Lovetail.
Yeah, you hear Dawson talk about nice. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP. Dawson, nice.
Sherwood Lovetail.
I don't think I was listening at all.
Those are honest. Those are honest reads. Those are honest reads from me, by the way. Like that's a Ron Burgundy situation. I had no idea. Man. The Sherwood Tail. I mean, goodness gracious.
Just wasn't even thinking to be on the lookout for that.
No. I got my eye on you, Bob.
Happy birthday on Sunday, by the way. Make sure you give Bobby all the birthday love on Sunday.
Yeah. He cares about his birthday a lot.
He loves his birthday.
One of those weird adults that's just, like, obsessed with their birthday. It's like, what are you, 12?
Are a woman?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Real questionable time management, if you ask me.
What'd you say?
Real questionable time management.
Oh.
Maybe only criticism. You guys got three jobs. You're trying to book them for a podcast. It's like, can't do it. No time. I'm trolling G-Bag for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Sherwood Lovetail. Congrats, Sherwood.
Congrats, Sherwood. My God.
Woo.
Okay. He's
back.
All right. Where we at? I got one more. I probably got one more. No, do I? Yeah, let's leave it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it our two-time champ looking for three? Little boy getting a shot. And that's what I'm talking about.
Get his blood drawn. Oh, my God, the fan text.
He gave it, yeah, boy.
He's scared of needles. He's scared of needles. It's about him being scared of needles.
Wow. Thanks for the blessing, man. Yeah, sad. Totally lost on us. Charles Barkley on the Knicks.
A parrot is back for the first time in 12 years in the G-Bag of the Day champion. You can vote for a parrot, man. Even though Lucia says he's not nominated. It would only be fitting, you know?
or a 251 Bobby Belt trolled the Chief once again, and that's going to be my vote. Eric, how about you?
Yeah. I mean, this Father's Day weekend, I sure would love Tail as well.
Okay. Lucius?
Shoot. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bobby. Crap, I don't want to do it like that.
Oh, crap. Well, give me, I'll take the little kid.
Yeah, you better vote for Bobby or he'll make a song about you, but it's by 3-1. Congrats to Bobby Belt. Trolling Us is once again your G-Bag of the Day champion. I think you can say 2025 has been the year of Belt.
It's been the year of Belt for sure.
And brought us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're running it up on the G-Bag of the Year nominees.
Yeah.
All righty, it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup as we broadcast live here from the Globe, Comerica Backyard, center field, suite level. Come on in, say hi. Got some G-Bag Nation Pure Gold, as always, decals while they last. And it's time now for LA Live. Here's Lucius.
All right, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
Fire up this phone. Dance
some
everything.
Look out!
I don't know if you guys know this, but the Texas Rangers were the only MLB team that didn't have a Pride Night. Yeah. Which I think is ironic because a Ranger is based off a cowboy, and a cowboy is like the gayest outfit I've ever seen. You can disagree with me, Dallas. You guys, you're wearing heels and chaps. There's frills. You got a little boat. You ting, ting, ting. Everywhere you go, that's a flamboyant outfit. That's all I'm saying. You had one of the village people. That's all I'm saying. There's been one romantic movie about a gay male couple, and it was Cowboy. So.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, this is LA Live for Friday, June 13th. That is Friday the 13th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday, though, here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. I mean wild, folks. It was a wild week. And this weekend might speed things up a little bit, so keep your head on a swivel. Now, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Because if you get arrested tonight, you probably won't see the judge until Monday. That's a whole damn weekend, okay? Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Speaking of drinking and driving, I got another little stand-up joke for you. Drinking and drive. Don't drink and drive, y'all.
I used to wait tables here in Texas. It's interesting waiting tables here because you can tell who is from Texas and who isn't. If I go up to a table and they are from Texas, I'll be like, hey, would you like another beer? And they will say yes. And if I go to a table and they are not from Texas, I'll be like, hey, would you like another beer? And they will say, no, I have to drive. And that is the difference.
He said that was a difference.
It's unbelievable. Took me some getting used to.
The one distinction.
Yeah. Does it have to be like an arm's length or something like that away from you? A drink can't be sitting right next to you in the car.
Huge.
I don't know what it was. It was something about the drinking, having an open container in the car where I was like, man, that's probably not a good idea. But then cops jumped on the fan text was like, well, actually, you could have one, buddy.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You could have one.
What? Just not within arm's length.
God, the cops.
Must clearly be your passengers.
Amazing. Keep your emotions in check this weekend, please. The emotions is what gets you to crash out. That's what happens. Yourself, start talking to yourself. Next thing you know, you're hyping yourself up and you done crashed out, okay? I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, don't break these Texas laws, okay? Did you know it is illegal to sell human organs in Texas?
Yeah. Didn't know.
It's legal elsewhere?
I don't know. But I know if you get in the bind, you know, some people might get in the bind, you might want to sell a kidney or something.
Yeah, there's been some black market organ sales.
There's black market out here, man. You might need a down payment on a house.
You could get extorted into that, though, couldn't you?
You can get extorted. You can get extorted. The tax man can be on your ass, and you might have to sell a piece of it to him. But you cannot sell your eyes, heart, kidneys, liver, lungs, skin, or any other tissue, okay? So that's out. But you can sell your blood or your hair.
Okay.
You can sell your blood and your hair. If you're heading to the town of LaForce, Texas, it's illegal to take more than 3 sips or swallows of a beer while standing. So if you're going to get blasted, please sit down. I don't want to see you get locked up.
No shotgunning. Yeah. They had a shotgunning breakout.
Is that what that is?
Probably. Yeah. They're fun police. They're probably cracking down on skateboarding the same year.
Okay.
All the skateboarding and shotgunning of beers. Kids are going crazy.
Okay. Just making sure, man. Trying to keep everybody on their toes. I don't want you breaking laws out here. If your neighbor is known for leaving a whole lot of meat on that bone, he just throws it away. Eating your neighbor's garbage is illegal, folks. It is illegal. Yeah, you go to jail for trespassing and property theft. So, just letting you know, man. And last one, if you're going to Denison or Bristol, Texas this weekend, it is illegal to show your stockings, Miss Lady. It is illegal to show your stockings. The penalty is up to a year in jail.
Wow.
Why, Kate? You're not wearing a bustle.
There it is.
Yeah,
I mean, I think below the knee should be all right, you know, in any city.
It's Texas, man. It's hot as hell.
Yeah. You're right? Yeah.
Put them up high as you want to.
I mean, she might just get out of a truck all of a sudden. You know, one of those high-sitting trucks all of a sudden. Woohoo! You know, things can happen.
It can.
I don't think she should be incarcerated for that. Kidding me?
No. I seen something.
American dream right there.
Bro, I seen something on the timeline which kind of hurt me a little bit because it is sundress season. I seen girls saying that like they're being shamed for wearing sundresses now.
Oh,
what? Geez.
I mean, nothing sacred.
Don't
anymore.
Do that.
It's just unreal. This,
you know, speaking of that, I was going to mention that a few minutes ago. This is the first game of the year where it's getting hot and girls are dressing less.
And checking out the fellas and telling them who's best.
Yes, and I've seen a number. I've seen a number today, and it's inspiring. I would never shame a gal for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what summer's about, bro.
Damn right it is.
Yeah. Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in a hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Speaking of laws, Mr. Dawson.
Yeah.
Your man Dan Patrick was on Fox Live still pushing his reefer madness agenda.
There we go.
Yeah, he was still on there. Now, you guys are at the ballpark right now. Isn't the ballpark sponsored by a CBD company? Is that still there?
There was a sponsor.
Yes.
Let me see.
Yes, there is one outside I know of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the whole little area. Yes.
The Kratom. Yeah, the CBD
Kratom.
Kratom.
That's it.
Area. You can hang out and listen to music and
it's
stuff.
It's like by Texas, like right the Texas Live area.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Texas Live. Okay, you're right. Either way, they're making a whole lot of money. They're sponsoring our sports. They're part of our community. Dan Patrick's trying to push them out of here. Let's see. What does he got right there? This right here almost sounds like a sales pitch. He says this stuff that we're smoking is not, you know, not the stuff they smoked back in the day, the hippies.
Well, let me just put it this way, Josh. There are only 1,100 McDonald's in Texas, but in 3 years, they opened 8,000 to 9,000 smoke and vape shops all around Texas. And where? Near schools, within 1,000 to 2,000 feet of schools. And what are they selling? Josh, this is not the pot that people smoked during Woodstock in the 60s, as some of our testimony was. In fact, there was a big article yesterday nationally how this new pot is stronger than ever, 4, 5, 6, 7 times more.
Sounds like a sales pitch to me.
And it creates schizophrenia, paranoia. These packages that themselves, you showed one that said 16,000 milligrams. On the package, it says each gummy is 800 milligrams. Maybe you should only take a small bite.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've come into Texas, the cannabis industry, around this law, created these new products, making it look like it's just candy, cotton candy right there, peach pie, blue raspberry ice, and they're selling it to kids, and they're hooking an entire generation, and people all over the country watching live now on Fox, Josh, should understand that this THC is poisoning their children and adults who are buying these products.
Poison. Man. That's a pretty rough indictment. Is that the guy now, is he going to vote on whether this thing goes through or not? No, that's Abbott, right?
That's Abbott, Abbott.
Because if he was going to be voting, I can guarantee the way that thing's going to go.
Yeah, it's out of there.
It's tough. I was talking to our buddy Eric from CBD American Shaman, and he was not so sure, and he is tracking this thing closely.
Yeah.
And he feels like what you might have over the next, you know, period of time in between when that'll be on the governor's desk is maybe a period of negotiation. Like, because what this comes down to is, you know, pay to play politics, right?
Yeah.
And if they're willing to pay enough, essentially, maybe they could get a seat at the table and buy favor, as everybody else has.
And so, I think there's a bunch of veterans groups that have come to try and advocate for the use of it as well, which is obviously going to
for PTSD. Help 100%.
Oh, that sweet, sweet, sweet Palmos, that drink that I love so much, that has the Delta 9 in it. Please don't get rid of it.
Those drinks are terrific, man. You know, I salute to the manufacturers, because it'd be easy to like just make a crappy soda and put the thing in there, but they've spent a lot of time on the recipe to make them their own thing, and that's why they've become so popular at your Specs and all the different stores. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously there's demand for it. There's a lot of small businesses, you know, that have cropped up around this because of the demand, and I just don't know how we can be okay with the booze if we can't be okay with this.
I'm glad that you said small businesses right there, because he did mention that, because doesn't it seem like an attack on small businesses?
In absolutely a sense? Is. Yeah, absolutely. About 10,000.
No doubt.
Yeah. And a lot of employees.
A lot of employees. Farmers.
Maybe 50,000 employees. This is going to be tough. You know, I think there's a pretty good case to be made for the other side, that you don't want to be the person responsible for putting all these people out of business and out of jobs with the economy like this right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's too uncertain.
Well, Dan Patrick said this is not an attack on small businesses. This is the big cannabis industry influencing these small businesses to do what they do.
A couple of misunderstandings. Number one, we're not impacting small business. This was not a case, Josh, of individual little business people. And there may have been some. I'm a small business owner myself. There may have been some, but the majority of these are controlled by behind the scenes of the cannabis industry.
Oh.
And so, number one, we're not putting small businesses out of business. We're putting an entire industry out, $8 billion, they said. So they came into Texas, they built all these stores at one time out, they leased all these shopping center spaces. They all look the same, basically. Again, there's some independent people in there, but the majority of these are run by various cannabis organizations, and they've taken over Texas, and they've made these THC smoke and vape shops basically nothing but a drug deal.
A lot of drug deals happen at the grocery store, I guess, by that definition.
Man, this man is on his, like, he is campaigning. You hear me? He is campaigning. This is Reefer Madness in 2025. This is wild to me, but we'll keep up with that. Speaking of laws, people in Decatur, Georgia. Decatur was gravy. They're mourning right now. They just lost their underground food truck, which was a school bus. Renovated into a cooking truck. It's
nice,
really
I
huge.
Like
so I don't know how it can be underground. It's so damn big. It's a full-size school bus. This little underground thing is called the Oyster Corner. So they're making seafood.
Ooh. Okay.
I'll pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
if it's fried.
Underground seafood truck, bro.
Where are you storing that?
Yeah.
It's fresh every day.
I can't imagine how it got shut down.
Oysters will kill you, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Cops busted it for operating illegally. It only came out at night. Check this out. I like this little report, though.
I would go every day. I had, they got some macaroni and cheese baked with some type of meat in it. Some seafood meat.
Wait a minute, son. Some type of seafood meat, man. I don't know what it is.
Mystery meat.
Imitation crab.
I would go every day. I had, they got some macaroni and cheese baked with some type of meat in it, some seafood meat or something. Man, that stuff is the bomb.
People in this part of Decatur have become accustomed to seeing the food truck operating out of an old school bus.
They only came out at night, so I figured something went right.
Now I'm not going to go over there anymore until they get legal.
That means you to slide right here up under these comments and type in oyster. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to teach you the video. I'm going to show you exactly where we are.
Surprisingly, the business is still promoting pop-up locations on Instagram, even after being cited. The county is aware and is investigating.
Yeah, don't make me feel good, because one thing about seafood and this heat, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's a great report, man.
It'll kill you.
Hold on.
Don't make me feel good, because one thing about seafood and this heat, it'll kill you.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, it'll kill you. That's a fact, Jack. He ain't lying, man. The oyster quarter. Underground. He's still like sending DMs and stuff out like that if you follow him so you can meet up where they're at. A full-size school bus underground. This is crazy.
Do you go underground? Is it down there?
No, underground means off the radar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, off the radar.
Man, how'd they get it underground? That sounds cool. You like pull a hatch and go down in there and be like, hey, I want oysters.
That's the magic school bus.
Oh, yeah, geez. We might need to ban that Delta 9, dog. We might need to get rid of it, bro. Hey, shout out to one of my little favorite food trucks out here, Passion Cafe. Shout out to you, Passion Cafe. They make some of the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life. The whole menu was great. Can't wait to find you, bro. He be moving around. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time, and they flashing the lights at me. I got to get out of here. Holla.
Is LA Live every night at 5:40 here at the G-Bag Nation. Happy Father's Day, sir. Have a great weekend. We have 30 minutes of sports to go, and then Rangers baseball coming up with the pregame at 6:30. We're going around the bases next, Will Chuck?
Let's do it. Bartolo Colon might need a new nickname, Boston's newest star. And who could the Rangers be looking at in the upcoming MLB draft? That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.